I'm Manda, and together we're Black Compat. We're a growing community focused on diversity, inclusion, representation, conversation, and fun on Twitch. Wanna be fam?
For chill community vibes, Wednesday nights at 7, join BC Row for the Wednesday Wind Down.
Friday nights, join us for Let's Plays, where we explore narrative and single-player campaign games. Stop by on Fridays at 7. Catch our flagship podcast, The Tribunal, live every other Sunday at 3 p.m., where we talk about issues that are important to us as Black women.
Issues like representation, inclusion, diversity, and more within the video games and entertainment industries. Check our channel and social handles to find out when a new Tribunal is going to drop.
We've got even more content on our YouTube channel, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter handles, and our website, blackcompat.com.
So join in the conversation in whatever way you like at Black Compat. Remember, always and.
Never or.
All times are Eastern.
Hello, bastards and wenches, and welcome to an Anime Boston 2022 interview special. I am your King Baby Doc Evan Borgo. Thank you, as always, for tuning in. Today's interview features Japanese pop star and Anisong performer Asuka. Asuka first got her foot in the door in 2013 with the song Prime Number, Kimi to de Aruhi, which was featured in the anime The Pet Girl of Sakuroso. Since that time, her music has been showcased in such series as Fate Apocrypha, Record of Grand Crest War, Sword Art Online Alicization, and in the anime adaptation of the cult hit video game The World Ends With You. The Boston Bash Brigade was joined in this interview by our friends over at Anime Herald. And I want to give a very special thank you to the staff of both Anime Boston and Sony Music for giving us this opportunity. So let's seize the day as we begin this Anime Boston 2022 interview special with Asuka.
You've recorded songs with Takanori Nishikawa, TM Revolution, Fox Capture Trio, and Kanano Shima. Are there any artists in particular you'd like to collaborate with in the future?
歌詞を志すきっかけになったシンガーソングライターの彩香さん。
彩香さん。So, I've had a chance to collaborate with a whole lot of artists, and it's very honored. And if I were to name one at the moment, I'd say Ayaka, which is a singer-songwriter that I looked up to when I was little. And so I would like to collaborate with her if possible.
はじめまして。私はオーダメです。こちらリンです。よろしくお願いします。
お願いします。
バスルゲイから来ました。よろしくお願いします。
お願いします。
So, latching on to the question regarding Ayaka, being someone who greatly influenced you to be a musician, what other artists inspired you to want to become a singer and to help you become the Asuka of today?
はい、もうたくさんいて、それこそ私が小学生の時とか保育園の時から、ドラマ、日本のドラマの主題歌を歌っているアーティストの楽曲をたくさん聴いていて、女性の、ソロのシンガーの方の曲をたくさん聴いてきたんですけど、当時だと宇多田ヒカルとか、ドリームドリカムあドリカムさんとかミーシャさんで、成長していくにつれてシンガーソングライターの阿部真央さんとか、それこそコラボさせていただいた西川貴教さんとかですね、たくさんいるんですけど、はい、
right. So there's a lot of artists that I've drew inspiration from, butstarting from when I was younger, around elementary school, I listened to a lot of music, like solo female singer-songwriters. especially artists that sang a lot of endings or theme songs for Japanese dramas. To give some examples would be, you know, Charutada, or Dreams Come True, or Misha. So those are like three, like, you know, very famous names that really influenced me. And then as I grew older, I got to know more artists. And so Abe Mao is also an artist that also inspired me. And also, you know, I had a chance to collaborate with him. I also drew inspiration from Takanori Nishikawa, TM Revolution.
Do you currently have time to read manga or watch anime? And if so, what are some of your current favorites?
アニメも漫画も好きです。います。そう、どれ答えようと思って考えてきたんですけど、でも最近リアルタイムで見れてるもので言うと、アニメだと、スパイファミリー。これは原作の漫画は先に読んでたので、お、アニメ化するんだっていうので、今、追っかけで見てるのと、昨年出会った作品で、個人的におすすめしたいのが王様ランキングっていうタイトルのアニメですね。これはアニメを先に見て、1話2話を見ただけでも号泣してしまって、で、原作はどういう風に描かれてるのかがすごく気になったので、全て原作を購入して大ファンになりました。はい。
So I do have time to read manga and watch anime, and if I were to give one that that I've liked this season actually would be Spy Family for anime. I've read the manga previously before, and so, like, you know, I saw that it was becoming anime and said, wow, that's great, and so I've been following that since. And another one from the previous season would be Osama Ranking. And that one, I watched the first two episodes of the anime, teared up, you know, cried a river. And so I decided to buy all the volumes of the manga and started to read that, and now I'm a big fan.
Thank you.
First of all, your concert last night was wonderful. Kino live was totomo subarashii desu.
Did you come to watch it?
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
You might remember that was one who shot it. Daijoubu desu ka at the end. But there is a lot of emotion in the songs that you sing and perform, and I was wondering what influences your music, be it when it comes to the songwriting or even the performing aspect of it.
影響するもの。大きいテーマですね。影響するもの、そうですね。最初にこう歌手を志したのきっかけが、当時の、担任の先生と、そして自分の母親に褒められたことがきっかけなんですけど、歌うことで、私の周りの人だったり家族が褒めてくれる、そして喜んでくれるっていう体験から歌手を志したので、スタートは身近な人を喜ばせたい、幸せにしたいっていう気持ちからスタートしてるんですけど、こう活動していくにつれ、アスカとしてデビューして活動を進めていく中で、どんどんいろんな方と出会うことができて、このアニメソングを歌わせてもらっているからこそ、日本だけじゃなくて世界の方にも出会うことができていて、で、まあ、私の声を好きだって言ってくれたりとか、楽曲が好きだと応援してくれている方がたくさんいて、そういう人たちを今度は、一番近くにいる家族、友達だけじゃなくて、今は応援してくれているファンのみんなを幸せにしたい、応援していることを誇りに持ってもらえるような活動をしていきたいっていうものが根底にあるので、その気持ちが私をこう今前向きに活動させてもらって ている一番大きなところだなと思います。
So, from the start, when I first started decided to become a singer because my mom and my teacher back in elementary school told me that I was very good at singing. And I really liked how they complimented me, and I really liked how they enjoyed listening to me sing. And so initially, part of where I came from is that I wanted to make the people around me happy. And so when I first started, that was what drove me to sing more and drove me to become a singer. And now that I've performed as Asuka, and now that I've developed as I got older, and especially since I was able to make more songs for anime openings, and because of these anime openings, I was able to reach out to a wider audience, especially in other countries like here. And so now that my songs have reached a wider range of wider audience, now I'd like to think that my driving force is to make everyone, like all my fans, happy, and I want to make all my fans be proud to be a fan of Asuka.
Now that you've had the chance to go to Hawaii for KawaiiCon and Boston for Anime Boston, what are some of the things that you enjoy that are unique to America?
めっちゃ楽しいですよね。なんかもういろんな人がいるあの場所だなっていうふうに思うので、こう自分はそのままでいいんだって思える国ですよね。ありのままであの自信を持ってあの過ごせる場所、いろんな人がいるからこそ、なのであのパフォーマンスする側もあの今まで積み上げてきたものだったりとか、あの愛してもらえている音楽をしっかり届けられるなと、胸を張って届けられる場所だなというふうに思いますし、あと、やっぱりこうハワイの方だと、それこそ2年前に行くことになっていたイベントという場所なので、本当に温かく迎えていただきましたし、あの今まだ日本だと声出しができないですね、ライブは声が出せないんですよ。なんですけどハワイ、そしてボストンはあの声出しが OK ということで、これこれっていう、ライブってこれだよねっていう感覚をこうまた思い出させてくれて、ライブって本当に楽しいよねって感覚をこうハワイ、そしてボストンで、あの、実感してます。
Arriving in the U.S., the audience or the people here are very diverse, and so I really like how I can be who I am and be proud of, you know, be proud of like who I am as a person, and so that really shows in all the performances and when I show up to these performances and see everyone be who they are, and that gives me strength, and that gives me like confidence to also perform as who I am as well. And so in regards to performing in Hawaii, I was supposed to perform there 2 years ago actually, and because of COVID I got delayed, and now that I was able to perform, currently in Japan you're not allowed to, you know, sing, you know, you're not allowed to like, you know, do live performances yet. And so when I performed in Hawaii and when I performed here, I felt, you know, yeah, this is it. This is being having a live performance, you know. And so I was really, it really energized me. It really energized me, and it really made me feel, re-understand or re-recognize my love for live performances. And that's how I felt, you know, coming to the States.
Hawaii は、あの、観光とかも結構できて、ダイヤモンドヘッド登れたり、あの限られたその期間の中で、ボストンだと何ですか、あそこ図書館、あ図書館行ったり、こうみんなと街並みをこう歩いて回ったりとか、大体私ライブの時ってあの緊張とか、あとこうそのことライブのことしか考えられなくて、なんていうんですか、こう 前の、うん、以前の私とかだとこう部屋に一人でいて緊張思ったままこうライブへみたいな感じだったんですけど、このハワイとボストンでちゃんとこう楽しみながらライブもしっかりお届けしていくっていう、このなんていうんですか、遊ぶことと歌を届けることの両立みたいなものをこのアメリカという自由の国は教えてくれたなって
思います。 So, when I went to Hawaii, you know, I was able to, you know, go sightseeing, you know, like I was able to climb the Diamond Head, right? And in Boston, I was able to visit the public library and, you know, hang out with all my staff members and, you know, and so before, you know, whenever I went up to live performances, it was all about the performance. You know, I just carried all my nerves, you know, like even if I had free time, I'll just stay in my room and I'll, you know, build up all these nerves and focus only on the performance. But now that I've come to Hawaii and Boston, you know, I guess I learned the importance of enjoying my time here, as well as you know, delivering my best performance at the live concert as well. And so by coming to the, you know, the land of the free, the United States, I was able to learn the freedom, or like learn the importance of understanding, you know, being able to balance the balance between having fun, enjoying myself, and also performing in front of a live audience as well.
So with you being here at AMA convention, of course, you are much known for a lot of the songs you've done for anime, the anime songs, whether it's for Fate, Sword Art Online, or even going far back to Pet Girl, Sakura Song. Was doing anime songs something that you've always wanted to do, or was that just something that fell into place naturally for you?
Anime っていうものは私がこう小さい時からいつも当たり前にそばにあるものだったので、昔からこう触れていたものではありました。で、歌手を志した時に絶対にアニメソング歌手になるんだっていう思いで歌い始めたわけではなくって、こう成長して日々を過ごしていく中で、まあ、アニメの素晴らしさを知っていって、アニメソングっていうのは作品があって、でその作品をより、主題歌だったエンディング、オープニングが世界をこう膨らましたり、作品をもっと楽しみな気持ちにさせてくれたりっていうものだと思うので、今こうして、アニメソングを歌わせてもらえて、日本だけじゃなくて海外に来て、アニメソングのをしっかり届けさせてもらえてるっていうのは嬉しくもあり、あと責任も感じます。しっかり届けなきゃなっていう責任も感じています。
So, when I was growing up, you know, anime has been around me, like, you know, just like everywhere actually. And so, you know, but when I first became decided to become a singer, I didn't really, you know, consider, you know, there wasn't like a specific, oh, I want to become an anime singer. It was just, I want to be a singer. And as I grew up, and I was able to understand like how deep the anime culture is, or how like important anime culture can be. And so I really feel that being able to, you know, sing openings or theme songs for these anime pieces, or because anime is a piece of work, like an artwork, essentially. And so being able to work, be a part of this, you know, it gives me like a sense of responsibility. It's a sense of responsibility to be able to deliver a performance, a musical performance that's part of this piece. And I think that's very, very honorable. I'm very proud of being able to do this.
You're one of the headliners of the Sakura Music Festival 2022, the fifth anniversary. Is there anything special that you'd like to do to take advantage of the fact that you'll be performing at an event with many other Sakura music artists?
そうですね。さくらミュージックっていうレベルの、私は第1弾の新人アーティストとしてデビューさせていただいて、なんで、一緒なんですよね。 サクラミュージックができたタイミングで私も入ってるので、サクラミュージックも今年で5年、私も今年で5年っていうところで積み上げてきたものを全部あのステージに持っていきたいですし、あと前回あの第1回目のサクラミュージックフェスが開催された時には同じレベルのレオナちゃん、レオナちゃんと一緒に、コラボで歌を歌わせてもらったので、なんか今回もあのサクラミュージックフェスということで、その所属するアーティストの方と何かこうコラボレーションとかができたら、あの来てくれるファンの皆さんも楽しいんじゃないかなとは思います。
As someone that essentially joined Sakura Music as it was, you know, established, you know, I was able to, you know, and as it's approaching its fifth anniversary, I'm also, you know, due to the nature of how it was established, you know, I'm also, you know, approaching my fifth anniversary, and so I, you know, obviously, I'd like to, you know, bring forth what I've built up in these 5 years alongside Sakura Music. And in the first Sakura Music Festival, I did a collab with Reona, which is a fellow Sakura Music label artist. And so since that was a success, I would like for this year as well, I'd like to also hopefully have a collab with, you know, someone from the same Sakura Music label and deliver a performance to my fans.
As we talked a little bit about how you've written music for anime or performed music for anime films around the lines, and most recently The World Ends With You, the animation. When you were writing or performance songs for Japanese anime, how do their stories influence the song that you're trying to bring to life?
あの、関わらせていただくことが決まって、あの、元から見させていただいた作品もあったり、お話をいただいてからあのプレイしてみたりとかっていう、とりあえず先にあのその作品を知るっていうことをあの必ずやるんですけど、その中であの自分自身とその作品の登場人物の心情がリンクする場所、つながる場所を探して、でこうなるだけあの自分の思いをしっかり楽曲に入れ込みながら作品に寄り添うっていうことをいつもやってます。
So whenever I get offers to write pieces for series, you know, there are some series that I've been watching or been following, and there are some series that I've, you know, that I haven't had a chance to watch, but every time I create a song or every time I have an offer, I try to make an effort to consume the artwork or consume the piece or, you know, read the manga or play the game or watch the anime, you know, and try to, you know, understand the story before I start working on my pieces. And while I work on it, I try to look for places where I can relate to within the story, like whether it be the story or how the characters might feel. And so I try to find somewhere that I can link up to, find somewhere that I can relate to, and then from there I try to develop a piece that really fits that atmosphere, really fits the feelings behind the characters in the story. And so that's something that I really put some emphasis onto when I make the music.
You'll be making your European debut or premiere in Germany at Animagic 2022. Was touring internationally one of your dreams when you first envisioned becoming a professional singer? And is there anything unique to Germany that you're looking forward to doing at that convention?
まず海外にこうアスカという名前で、ステージに一人で立って歌を届けに行くっていう未来は全く想像していませんでした。それだけあの私一人の力ではなくって、アニメソングっていうのは作品ありきで、素晴らしい作品があってでこそのアニメソングなので、今こうアスカとして日本だけではなくて、今年ですね、海外に頻繁に来させていただいているっていうのは、あの本当だと2年前に、来る、いろんな場所、いろんな海外に行く予定だったんですけど、 一つリベンジのような、気持ちで今年の海外でのライブに臨んでいるので、そうですね、昔から絶対に海外で活躍するぞって思っていたわけではないんですけど、アスカとして活動していく中でしっかり日本だけではなくて、この先も海外に向けてアニメソング発信し続けていきたいなと思ってます。で、ドイツは、まあ、そこまで話します。
はい。Okay, so for now, for the first part of that question, I didn't envision myself seeing, in like a foreign audience, and so, but as I developed as Asuka, as an artist and also an anime song artist, anime songs are like, it's not just my strength. It's because there's an anime is the reason why these songs exist, and so, I feel that's important for me to, to deliver this song or deliver my, these songs to like a more worldwide audience as much as possible, because to make sure that the Japanese anime, like all the anime works, are being represented fairly. And so I never envisioned myself to perform in the first place, but now, now that I've performed here, now that I've performed in Hawaii, as I have more offers to perform overseas, I'd like to continue to do so, continue to deliver what I feel is like one of my most important parts of it. And so just ドイツも。
ドイツ、私一番好きな食べ物が芋なんですね、ポテト、芋、ドイツってそうらしいじゃないですか主食が、毎日食べれるってことですよね、つまりは、それが本当に楽しみ。いろんな方に聞くんですけど、なんかシンプルなんですよね、その味付けもシンプルで本当そのままの芋だみたいな。で、私はそれが好きなので、一番期待していることです、ドイツで。
So, in regards to Germany, one of my favorite food is potatoes. And so, I heard that in Germany, you can eat potatoes every day. And this is what I've heard from other people, but apparently in Germany there's a way to eat potatoes, which is like a very simple seasoning. And like it's almost like the potato itself, and that's what I love. And so I'm very looking forward to enjoying some potato dishes at Germany.
Nice, thank you.
Thank you.
What I loved about your performance last night is just how many different sorts of genres and styles that you showcase in your singing and musical aspect, be it pop, rock, sometimes even hard rock, but even just a little bit of heavy metal too from time to time. But it makes me wonder if there are any kinds of genres of music that you yourself would like to give a try or dabble in for throughout your career.
はい、あります。いろいろあるんですけど、ヒーリングミュージック、夜寝れない時にヒーリングミュージックとか私自身も聴いてたりとかするんですけど、それをこう歌でやってみたら面白いんじゃないかなっていうのはありますね。なんかそうだったかな、それこそコロナ禍の時とかにすごい聴いてて、ヒーリングミュージックを、なんかそういう曲もできたらね、またアスカの音楽が広がりそうな気がしますけどね。以上です。
So there are a couple of genres that I'd like to add in, but in particular, I'd say healing music. And so, especially I sometimes listen to it when I go to sleep. And also during the corona, during this COVID situation, I listen to it quite often actually. And so I feel that if I can add healing music, it might, there's a chance that it might expand Asuka's music overall as well.
So some like a yashike kind of style.
So, yashike.
I think that would be great.
Thank you.
If you don't mind me asking, with you being here in America, I'm wondering which American artists greatly influenced you, and if there's an American artist that you yourself would love to collaborate with in the future.
いると思うんですけど、ああ、レディーガガ、レディーガガ、
なるほど。
めっちゃ影響受けましたね。めっちゃこう聞いてたし。
Lady Gaga, she also, is planning to perform in Japan as well, so, I'd like to one day collaborate with her as well.
Yeah. I have a friend who lived in New York City and watched her rise from playing in, very small bars and gay clubs back in, the mid-2000s, and just watching her rise to superstardom, I just can't believe just how popular she had gotten.
すごい。友達の友達ってことですね。じゃあ友達ですね、ガガ様と。
So, since your friend, has seen Lady Gaga, you're Lady Gaga's friend's friend.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe. He got bartended for her once.
Yeah. I'll follow up on that. Lady Gaga has said that because when she was rising, the stars at the time were not very nice to her. She tries to go out of her way to be nice to the people that are coming up now after her.
いい話。
Such a good story.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.